Over the coming months, running up to the New Hampshire presidential primary next year, WBUR will be delving into New Hampshire politics in two communities, the tiny town of Mount Vernon in the southern part of the state and the city of Rochester on the Maine border. Former Governor Mitt Romney takes his campaign today to Portsmouth, Derry, and to Rochester. Rochester is where we're reporting from this morning, as WBUR's Fred Tice tells us about surging interest among Tea Party members in Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and what that might mean for Mitt Romney.
The monthly meeting in the Salmon Falls Church is the place to be for campaigns trying to get Tea Partiers excited about their candidates. It's where Nick Traynor, a field representative with former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty's campaign, found himself Monday night. He was making a pitch for his candidate when he found out what a tough crowd this could be.
Yes.
You have any idea when he's going to stop throwing bombs at Bachmann?
I don't think that was a bomb at Meet the Press.
Here's what Pawlenty said about Bachmann on Meet the Press that left some in the Salmon Falls Church unhappy.
Her record of accomplishment in Congress is non-existent. It's non-existent. And so we're not looking for folks who, you know, just have a speech capabilities. We're looking for people who can lead a large enterprise in a public setting and drive it to conclusion. I've done that. She hasn't.
From a back pew, Don Medbury came to Bachmann's defense and put Pawlenty's man, Nick Traynor, on the spot.
Well, she has businesses, so she has executive experience, so that's in the eyes of the beholder. That's enough of me.
Okay. And as for his comment about her congressional record, she really doesn't have too many congressional accomplishments since she's gotten there. She's spoken strongly about issues, but the governor's campaign is about results, not rhetoric, and that's the way he feels on the issue.
Well, I think what you need to do is take a lesson from Reagan. Just keep your mouth shut about the other private party and just keep going.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Bachmann has surged to second place in the latest University of New Hampshire poll to become Mitt Romney's leading challenger in the state. Outside the church, Medbury explains why he thinks it's a mistake for any Republican candidate to put her down at this point.
Bachmann is number two right now. And she's getting better and better, and she's resonating and resonating. What's the best thing that we see in the Democrats? The Democrats have over us their message. It resonates because they just continuously say the same thing over and over and over again.
Medbury and many others in New Hampshire increasingly see Bachmann as the best candidate to make the case against President Obama. In his opinion, Romney is not a good messenger for Republicans.
He adjusts his story for the crowd that's going to fit. To me, that's what a Democrat does. But the thing that bothers me is he switches channels. He's a switcher.
One of Medbury's fellow Tea Partiers at the church calls the group the bouncers of the Republican Party. They want to make sure they keep people not in line with their beliefs out of the running for the nomination. Right now, Michelle Bachmann is quickly becoming their favorite, and that could spell trouble for Romney. He's counting on New Hampshire and its independent voters to help him win the nomination. Every campaign has sent someone to the Salmon Falls Church or let the group meet the candidate, but not Romney's yet. The Rochester group has asked the Romney campaign to send someone. They say they're looking forward to talking to him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
We'll return to Rochester in the coming months to hear how Don Medbury and other New Hampshire voters are feeling about the presidential candidates. We'll also track voter opinions in Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, in the southern part of the Granite State, in the lead-up to presidential primary day.